One of the hardest things about solopreneurship is wearing all the hats, right? You might be a super talented photographer, but chances are you're not also a super talented editor and web designer and copywriter and scheduler and customer service rep and social media manager and marketer and, right? You may be good at a handful of those things, but you're probably not great at all of them. And if we were running big corporations, we would have teams of people dedicated to each and every one of those parts of our businesses. But because we don't, we usually handle most of those tasks ourselves, even if we're not the very best. At the micro business level that most of us operate on, the overhead of adding people to our teams typically doesn't happen for years, if it ever happens at all. Which is why I love nothing more than tools and technology that can be leveraged to do some of those types of work for us. You guys know about my big love for CRMs, and maybe you've heard me talk about how I use a self-scheduling tool linked directly on my website so that people can set up a phone call to talk to me about hiring me as a photographer without all the email back and forth. And then, of course, there's my simple sales system. The system that I created to guarantee profit on my sessions and automate as much of my client workflow as possible while, you know, baking in lots of little thoughtful touches that my clients love and that I would never be able to consistently deliver if I were having to do all of it manually. It's just not possible with a limit of 24 hours in the day. But when I created that system, the truth is I still was doing a lot of it manually. I was using my CRM and my gallery software and a slideshow maker and a couple of other pieces of software, and I needed to sort of go in and manually piece those things together and trigger each step. It was still way more time efficient, much easier than what I had been doing with in-person sales, and it had lots of benefits, but these days it is so much smoother and simpler. All thanks to PicTime. Now, if you don't know it, PicTime is an online gallery software provider that draws many photographers in with their absolutely beautiful aesthetic. Truly, their galleries add instant polish and professionalism to your images just by the way that they look. But behind the beauty at PicTime is a real brain for business. And that is what made me truly fall in love with the company. PicTime's dedication to helping photographers earn more money and run better businesses has led them to create, hands down, the best online store interface in the industry. It's resulted in the development of 20-plus sales and marketing apps, including the one that we built for the Simple Sales System. And last week, they launched a brand new tool for photographers, which is a beautiful and incredibly feature-rich slideshow builder. For those of you who know the simple sales process, you know that slideshows feature big in the strategy. And if you don't know the process, hit pause and go watch my free masterclass that I teach at thiscan'tbethathard.com/simple. Seriously. But assuming you do know the process, you know that now that I'm able to build my slideshows right inside my gallery software, that means that PicTime is the only piece of software that I have to touch once my photos are edited. It is literally a one-and-done photo delivery and sales process, and I love it to the moon and back, which is why I'm so excited to share today's interview with PicTime's founders, Nurit and Amir Karbi. These two are changing the photography industry for the better every single day. And if you're interested in trying PicTime out after you have the chance to listen to Nurit and Amir, be sure to catch the end of the episode or check the show notes. I've got a coupon code for you. Welcome to This Can't Be That Hard. My name is Anami Tonkin, and I help photographers run profitable, sustainable businesses that they love. Each week on the podcast, I cover simple, actionable strategies and systems that photographers at every level of experience can use to earn more money in a more sustainable way. Running a photography business doesn't have to be that hard. You can do it, and I can show you how. Amira and Narit, it is so great to have you on This Can't Be That Hard. How are you today?
Thank you. It's great to see you. I mean, not everyone see you while we're talking, but for us, it's really great to see you. Yes,
we always like talking to you.
Yes.
Well, it's a lovely bit of modern technology that we're able to have these conversations face-to-face halfway across the world. You guys are based in Israel. I am over here in the States. And yet we have been working together now for, I guess it's been close to 5 years that I have been working with PickTime. And so I can't believe that it has taken me 100+ episodes of this podcast to get you guys on here. But I'm, you know, it was always sort of waiting for the right time or like, oh, I wanted to have a conversation about this, that, or the other. But you guys have just released a new feature that is amazing in that you have introduced slideshows and slideshow capability into PickTime. And that is, you know, something that is super valuable to me specifically in my business. And, you know, with the simple sales system, it's like a very integral part of my sales process. So this was a feature that I knew about a little bit ahead of time because I know you guys personally, and I have been like tapping my fingers on the table waiting to be able to talk about it. So it seemed like a great opportunity to have you guys on to chat. But I wanted to start by having you not necessarily give like a whole background on PickTime as a company, but the thing that I love about PickTime kind of more than anything else is the fact that as a company, you really are focused not just on the aesthetics, although your aesthetics are super beautiful, but also the sales side of photography. I feel like as independent business owners, you know, we wear all these hats and we're always doing this, that, and the other. And a lot of photographers, sales is one of their weak spots. So enter PickTime, and it's almost like for the price of an online gallery, you not only get an online gallery, but like a sales machine and all the data and all the research that goes into, you know, if you were running a big company, you'd have a marketing department or a sales department. And I feel like PickTime is my own personal sales department. So I kind of want to have you introduce, you know, PickTime's mission. I know on your website, you talk about, we view photographers as both artists and business owners. So I wanted to have you talk about that a little bit.
I'll go?
Yeah, you can start. No, I'll join you.
So yes, right on. This is our strategy. We have like a tagline. We help photographers grow their brand and business. And so,
elevate their photo into a successful business.
Yes. So this is everything that we do, we measure under this prism, that like we're a prism. You say in English, probably?
Yep, prism.
Prism. And so for us, this is the challenging part where we see the internet or the photo delivery, not just as a different technology from USB, let's say, but as a transformation of how you do professional photography. The online piece is an integral part of your business model, should be an integral part of your business model if you want to maximize or not like be able to play in this era where everybody are photographers. And there's the pressure on professional photography is very interesting from a lot of different directions. So for us, this is the mission to transform or to help photographers play in this era, in this two sides of, of course, there's the artistic part, which is the taking the photos and creating your style and all these type of things. And there's the business, and the business, the online is a critical part in our mind. And we're focusing on that. This is what we are focusing on, how to help photographers and grow their brand and business or sales online. Business is like the bigger word for that. So yes, this is what's interesting us and interesting for us. And this is what we invest our time.
Yeah. So where did that start? What was sort of when PickTime first opened its online doors, what did you see as your point of differentiation in the bigger scheme of online gallery software?
So I think that back in the beginning, there was always the mission of giving the tools online. And the beginning was around the store. Mm-hmm. And which, you know, prints, I mean, the fact that clients can print their images was always there from the beginning, from day one. We had albums, which was like something that photographers said, no, we're not, like, this is something we're doing. The clients are not touching this one. So I think that we brought something very new to the market back then with the store that was integrated with a complicated product, not just printing one image or printing a frame or something like this. So, and from the beginning, we also had integrated smart tools into that. So the taking the viewing data from the gallery and integrating them into the store, knowing what images to offer to the client in the store. So all of that, I think, was something that was very clear to us that we use the digital and bring it, you know, creating a journey that will end with clients printing and photographers' business growing. So I think that from the beginning, you know, this was the beginning.
Yeah. So the fact that when I first came across PicTime, I had been using one of the sort of like the original online gallery software things, and I was still doing in-person sales at that time. So it didn't really matter to me what my online gallery looked like, because I was only using it after someone had really placed their order. But then you guys came on as a sponsor for the Family Narrative. And so I had the opportunity to see your software and try it out. And I was hooked because it was a very different visual experience. And then I started to feel frustrated by the fact that I had this really beautiful store and nobody was ever even like clicking into it. Nobody ever saw the store. Nobody certainly bought anything out of the store. And you know, every once in a while, like a grandparent would order something, but I looked at that and I was like, this is as close to, you know, me having samples out on the table when they come in for their, in-person sale that I could possibly get. And the fact that even back then you guys had that functionality where the person, like the client photos would show up in the image that you had created. It was so, I saw the power that was in that. And so that really was what inspired me to start trying to create this hybrid online in-person sales experience, which worked. So yeah, I feel like the fact that you guys were putting so much R&D into that side of the client experience and what will spur someone to purchase. I remember when I was learning to sell in photography, I over and over heard that phrase, you have to show it to sell it. Like somebody's not going to buy something that is just sort of a description somewhere. And so, yeah, I feel like the visual piece of that and the care that you guys put into your online store is a really valuable thing, not only to the client, but also ultimately to the photographer. And then you took that up like to the next level by starting to introduce these little, you call them apps or, you know, automations. Talk a little bit about how that process started.
I think that Amir will take it this part, but I can only say something I remember. I've been a lot in workshops and I met photographers and I talked and I really tried to understand what is keeping them, because in the beginning we had only the ability to create coupons and we had like a panel of things that coupons that you can choose and then you can go ahead and create basically so many things with the coupons. And I was like talking, I remember that I always remember like moments that are significant. I always remember, where was it? So it was in Web North in Cannes. I was on the stairs with a photographer that shoots in London, a lot of fancy weddings. And I asked her like, if you're saying it's so good, like we talked about the coupons and the campaigns that you can create, if you're saying that it's so good, why aren't you doing it? And she said, I don't know. I'm like, I never have the capacity of sitting and creating these coupons for the, and it was easy. Like it, right. It was very complicated. You know, you had like few clicks, but you had to do it all over again for every gallery.
Right.
And with that, I came back and told Amir the story. And that's, I think, we understood that we need something that will help photographer, you know, doing those steps not by themselves. They needed right. something that was easier, that was automated. And the process of getting to the apps, of getting something that is so ready. In the beginning, we wanted to create something like a Lego. You have this piece and this piece and this piece, and you can combine whatever you want.
Yep.
And I think that you, yes. I don't remember,
yes,
I think
yes.
that
you have a major
had
part of
a
it.
Major part of it with,
without maybe knowing, but you have yeah. a major part of it.
Yeah, because this was another turning point. Yeah. It's yeah. amazing that all the turning points are happening when we talk with photographers. Yeah,
yes.
with photographers, because you guys know the best.
Hang on, guys. I have a quick message for you. Are you feeling stuck in your photography business? If you're bogged down or burned out or unsure what the next right step is, you're not alone. I've been there and I know firsthand that quicksand feeling where the harder you struggle, the more stuck you feel. Which is why I created the Photographer's Business Plan Glow Up. The Glow Up is a 5-part workshop designed specifically for photographers like you. In the Glow Up, I lead you step by step through a process that will help you clarify your goals, identify the sticking points that are holding you back, get inspired by some of the systems and strategies that are working today in the photography industry, and then create a completely custom roadmap to take you from where you are now to where you want to be. It truly is a glow up for your business. Getting perspective can be nearly impossible when you've got your nose to the grindstone day in and day out. So this short workshop is an opportunity to reset, reevaluate, and rejuvenate your business, and it's all on demand. If that sounds like exactly what you need right now, click the link in the show notes or go to go.thiscan'tbethathard.com/glow to get started today.
So I'm you said how did we get it? So I think from the beginning, the vision was the flag on the hill, we say, was to help photographers be better, do online business, to have a better online business. As we matured, our strategy to that and what we want to do crystallized, and we know much better today we have a plan for the next 3 years. We know what we want to release, which content, and where do we want to break new ground. So this is something that came through the process, but the goal was and is the same. Now with the marketing piece, and like Nirit said, so there was a very strong store and we started to see people saying we sell more with peak time. But we also saw a lot of, we saw statistics and we talked with photographers and we saw cases that a lot of people are not, the people that were successful were people that were doing something. It wasn't enough to have the gallery. You had to have additional engagement with the client. So sometimes some of it goes upstream to the, when you speak with the client and when you lay the offer and when you communicate, there's a lot of things to be done at that stage, but also a lot of things are within online engagement that can be better. And this was the second phase where we said the marketing automation. And like Nirit said, we already had half of it developed. I don't know if you remember the call we presented, like we had editor where you can create the logic, that, like it was more for developers basically, because it was huge flexibility on the conditions and the triggers and the actions, and you could set them up. After a few conversations, and you were one of the major ones, I remember Nirit told me, I didn't know you at that time, and Nirit told me, you have to speak with Anemi.
Yeah.
And I said, why? She said, I don't know, she knows what she's talking about, something like that. In Hebrew, it works, there's a phrase for that. But and after the conversation, I was thinking about this, and I said, I don't know how many photographers would be able to compose a workflow like that in logical terms. It's almost being a developer, even if it's visual and so on. It's like, then we came back to the drawing board and we said, okay, we need to package it. We need to have something that when you install it, or when you deploy it, or when you want to use it, it's ready. Maybe you want to change it. Maybe you have a few flexibility points, but it should be ready for you out of the box. So this was actually after the conversation with you, we made this, we scrapped the whole development until then and we restarted.
I feel like one of the funny things, you and I have had many conversations over the years in terms of like, okay, this is what we're working on. Okay, I think you could tweak it this way, whatever. And I feel like I always feel bad when we get off the phone because in particular, you, Amir, I feel like you do this thing where you take a break and then you kind of laugh, but it seems like you're really annoyed. And I am always like, oh God, I just like detonated a bomb in their plan. But I feel like it has, at least in terms of the simple sales system, has come together so beautifully. You know, I tell people you don't need to use pick time in order to implement simple sales. You can do it piecemeal, which was how I was doing it before there was an app. But I do feel like these days that app has gotten so dialed in. And now with the addition of like built-in slideshows, it's hard. It's like, if you're going to use this system, eventually you're going to want to switch to pick time. I do let people know that. So now give me a quick rundown, if you can, off the top of your head of what marketing tools you have in place in addition to simple sales. I know you still have just basic coupon capabilities. You've got some other stuff like the early bird automation. Is there a kind of a quick list that you could give?
Well, we didn't prepare, so I'll do it out of
sorry. Yeah, that's
great. But so the whole concept, like you said, you're like my marketing. And this is a part of the thing we say, we invest, so we as a company, we have a few people that have all kinds of levels of understanding of different perspectives of marketing. And one of our marketing department is also development department for the product. They are developing marketing campaigns, content all the time for the photographer. So we definitely as part of our job to help and prepare also the content for that. And most photographers use our content, although they can replace it with their own content. So yes, it goes from the simple campaigns that you can run a campaign for whatever you want. So it can be like a specific product or a general store sales, to all kind of what we call the workflow based strategies. Simple sales system is one of them. There's the rolling publish, which is basically, it has similarity a little bit to the simple sales, but it's more for weddings. So mm-hmm. It's kind of you rolling out the content to the photographer, to the client in a few stages to maximize traffic and then to optimize your store engagement at the end. There is the backup app, gallery, which is basically similar, using standard structures like the early bird and expiration, but it has a lot of communication touch points that you can define with your client. So there's all kind of mini sessions. So there is a range, I don't know, there's around 25 or more than that, different strategies, from the simple one, from the general campaign, to all kinds of more structured engagements. And these are things that we're adding all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe add just one thing, that we have two types, basically. One type is the ongoing workflow, and the other type is the campaign that Amir said, and I can elaborate on this a little bit, which is for specific times in the year. So Christmas,
Black Friday,
Mother's Day, every campaign like this, we're investing a lot not just because we know it, but in the end of the day, photographers are using it as is. So we invest a lot in copy work, in visuals. Every season is something else.
Statistics of the previous campaign, what worked, what didn't work.
Yeah.
Optimizing timelines, for example, when each message. So the last year was amazing. The end of the year sale, we took the previous year data, we analyzed it, and we actually, the last year campaign that we packaged for our photographers, we locked a few of the touch points. So in the past, we left it open and we saw that people are doing wrong calculations. So we said, okay, if you want to do whatever you want, you can do it. There's the general coupon, do it yourself. But the package we build is like locked to the perfect timing. And before the Black Friday, during the Black Friday, after the Black Friday, like there was a very structured a touch point process to optimize the sales. And we saw it was doing much better. So exactly like you said, we see it as part of our job and what we're doing.
Yeah. And just to clarify, in case anybody out there listening isn't using PickTime, when you say touch points, many of those are email reminders that go out and things like that. Exactly. And
or banners when you watch.
Oh, right.
No banners, and we will have additional channels.
Right. So, and all of those things, you know, a lot of times when I'm talking to my students about a process, a sales process that I recommend, I over communicate. And one of the things that I teach is if you don't feel like you're over communicating, then you're not communicating enough. If you don't feel like you're repeating yourself, then nobody has heard what you've said. And it's just true. There's a lot of noise out there. But you do get pushback because as individuals who have, you know, a small business and you're interacting with people that you know, a very common thing is, well, I don't want to bother them. I don't want to, you know, irritate my clients. But the truth is that you get to see the back end, like you get to see the data behind all this and know that those emails are required, or those banners, those reminders, all of those touch points, as you say, are so necessary to get people to actually go in and purchase. And at the end of the day, when they're purchasing photos of their families or their wedding or things like that, those are purchases that are, they are going to value them forever. It's not, we're not tricking somebody into buying junk, right?
Right.
So I think it's great.
I had a photographer, like my photographer, pushing me to print all the photos, you know, that we're taking all the time. I mean, I think that this, in the end of the day, the value is so important, not just you as a photographer that has, you know, something so different than digital, like a print in their house, but for them, it's priceless. I mean, our word is like, everything is flying, everything is now, today, and nothing stays. And finally, we have something that still stays. So I think that you describe it really good. You have to do this process so it will, in one point, end up to be a sale print.
Right.
It has, but speak for the other perspective, there is, you need to see, so definitely people, sometimes they'll get your email, but they say, interesting, but they're just, it doesn't catch them at the right moment, and not everybody are managing their tasks perfectly, so they forget about it. So it's not that they didn't want, in lots of cases that they forgot about it, and then they will be sorry that they didn't do it or something like that. So it's basically, I'm looking at it in a lot of time, is giving the option. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, there is always the balance not to like to spam somebody and to get. So there is the point here of not over spamming somebody with something that he doesn't want versus right. Providing yeah. new options or new offers at a specific time, like giving the option to somebody.
Creating opportunity
for somebody to do something he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I agree, most people in our industry, from what I saw, are feeling uncomfortable about it.
Right.
More than they should.
I was going to say, way more frequently, I think, in this industry, it's an under communication or an under...
Yes. Yeah.
You know, you're not selling enough rather than overselling. This is not generally a business filled with people who are like up in your face selling.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
I think a lot of time photographers are comparing themselves to, I don't know, a toy store that is pushing for you an email spam all the time. But you're in a different position. Like you're somebody that they came to, they hired you to do some kind of a very high important job for them, so it's a different situation. It's not like a product
hard
sell. It's a product that you don't know anything about it, and now the chances that you will want it are very low.
Yeah,
And I would say, I would add one more thing. I'm always getting back to the work of the copy and the visuals, because also there we're really, I think that we come in the mindset of the photographer, which do want to create the opportunity, but it's not like all the visuals and all the language is not like putting it aggressive. In your face in an aggressive way. It's always very, very gentle. It's really in the language of here you have like a great opportunity to buy, and it's not like sale now, today, do it, click. It's not like this.
Yeah, there's no bright red buy now button at the bottom of your
exactly.
email. But you know, and I think one of the things is that when we learn these sales techniques, let's say that, you know, as a photographer, I take a class on how to sell my work, and I say, okay, great, I'm going to send 5 emails and I'm going to space them out like this and et cetera, et cetera. You can learn all that stuff, but doing the work of actually going in and like scheduling that email, or, you know, if you're not templating your emails, like actually sitting down and writing an email, all that stuff, it's so much work. And so you can start off, you know, when you're in your slow season, maybe you do it really well, and then things get busy and they start to fall off, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the things that I love about these automations is that it really is push button. So whereas once upon a time, when I first started using, you know, when I created and started using my system, I was having to go in and schedule those emails. I was having to do the check-in stuff and all of that manually, versus now when I deliver a gallery and I hit that send button, that's it. And from then on, my client is getting emails from me. I'm just not having to go in and deal with them. So if they have questions, they reach out and then I can help them, but the rest of it is automated. And that has been such a game changer. And I feel like with each of these automations, it's the same way. It's like you're multiplying yourself, which we all need a copy of ourselves sometimes. So I wanted to, I know you guys have a relatively short period of time, so I wanted to change directions and talk a little bit about the fact that all of the automations and the apps that you have introduced thus far prior to slideshows really have been focused on, you already have a client, you're trying to maximize your sales potential with that client and also maximize their experience. With slideshows, for sure that's going to help with adding sales to the clients that you already have. But what I love about this is it's like it opens a whole new door into really marketing your business on the front end and getting new clients in the door. So tell me, I'm going to have you just sort of talk a little bit about the new slideshow feature and why you decided to implement it and where you see it.
Yeah. So why we decided, I think that for a few years now, we know that we need it, that it's an important part of the overall user journey. It's an mm-hmm. integral part of the whole capability of taking a client through a path, through a goal that you want them to achieve. There were all kinds of, let's say, other considerations that are not really directly business, that we didn't do it, we kind of delayed it. But then I think this year it kind of, the time has come that it was clear for us to do that. And it was very good because we knew the importance of that, the critical elements of that into creating traffic, into creating sales, into building a better relationship with vendors, with, on social media. There's a lot of things around that can come into play. For example, here in the slideshow, your friend Posey did the same U-turn effect conversation with her. We went back and we added all the layout capability into the slideshow.
Right.
There is a lot of, we see the slideshow as, well, a gallery is kind of an interactive or an active viewing. You do something, you need to scroll, you need maybe to zoom. A slideshow is a more passive viewing and has a different emotional aspects to it, with the music and the transitions and so on. And there's a lot of opportunity around the, in the play between these two approaches of access, making a photo, an image accessible or experience accessible for your clients. And there's a lot of things that we see, we have now a good integration with this, with the automations, but in the few coming months, there'll be a much stronger integration with the sales automation and with the whole customer journey. So these are areas where we think slideshows is an amazing, has amazing potential. And we're still going to have a few upgrades, a few versions that we're going to release that will deal mainly on the slideshows. There will be small things added as well, because all the time there's support requests to add a small feature here, small feature there, but we have a roadmap, immediate roadmap to take that further down the road. So
yeah,
yes.
I think that one of the nicest thing that we brought with this new feature is the connection, the stronger footprint in social media. Mm-hmm. Because you know the gallery, we love it, we want them to spend all the time there, but they do spend a little bit more time on social media and phones. Yep. Today, so creating this portrait option as another way to create a slideshow, I think that is a huge another huge digital asset. Mm-hmm. And we saw it like just after we launched,
minutes
after we launched, there was a story with a slideshow. I was amazed. I thought it will take time for people to, you know, to see it, to download it, like to create it. And it was really minutes. And at that point I understood that we did something really good, because it was easy to create. And it, the fact that you can put it online on your on social media is super strong, and the options are big. I just saw someone that created his own. I mean, you can create also your own slides. So you can create the beginning and the ending, or just the ending to be really your, you know, a bigger place for your logo. If you want to end it in a different, in maybe offering like sessions. I don't know if you have at that time, the possibilities for marketing and the exposure that you get on social media are enormous. So we see so many options and opportunities. And also
good ideas. We have we saw so much creativity, and some of the things we will take back and create like a structure to help people do it themselves.
And I think that the option of selling is also something that we, from the beginning of the, I mean, we went out with, and this is something that I see that takes like photographers are a little shocked. Okay, wow, what, can we sell it in the gallery? How much? What? Like, this is something we are still like learning. Mm-hmm. And I feel that there is such a potential there, because even if you're doing like your highlight photos, you're picking the best one that you think are the best one. Imagine weddings and different scenarios. So you're picking the best one, but you can custom that as well. And it's like an album, but yep, digital. So you can custom that as well and use it as something, another channel for you to create and sell your work.
Oh gosh, I am like, my head is bursting with ideas.
I know.
I love the fact that you have made slideshows. So I've been using slideshows for years. I've used several different companies for making slideshows. But the thing that I'm really excited about is the fact that you can create them in multiple formats. So it can be, you know, for a computer, it can be for a story or whatever, which is going to make it even easier to be a great sales tool for photographers. So, you know, one of the big things with Instagram right now, and probably forever, is that they want, the algorithm wants to favor people who are creating content that keeps people on that content. So, you know, video is a very important piece of that. And when you have a slideshow, you know, that can be recut into a reel. It can be made into an Instagram, you know, IGTV kind of a thing. And that will be, you know, that helps your Instagram algorithm. What if you then take one and instead of having a landing page on your website that is a static image or a series of images, you have this gorgeous set to music slideshow that somebody can watch sound on or sound off. But I mean, like, I feel like those tools, it just catapults you from being this person who is like trying really hard to get attention and get people to, you know, contact you and all that. It really helps you stand out and it makes it easy. And that just, to me, it's like the perfect combination. So it's a feature I am super, super excited about. With that, anything else you want to share coming up soon or anything like that?
So for the simple sales, we're going to release tomorrow, I think, a better integration of slideshows into the simple sales app. So you'll be able to control with the packages, the sales of the slideshow.
Excellent. So that's coming
in. Well, there's a few other things that are going to be released tomorrow also related to the slideshow. I'm not sure it's important to mention them here.
There's always something cooking with you guys.
Yeah, there is something bigger cooking, but
we cannot. The slideshow part two, which is coming, it's in a month or two. Excellent. I'm always optimistic. So everything I said, it's usually a little bit later.
Yeah. Well, the good news is somebody could be listening to this on Tuesday, which will be the day that it drops. And if you happen to be listening to this the day that it drops, we are going to be doing a webinar at noon Eastern that is all about slideshows and simple sales, and you don't have to be a PicTime user to come. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes. But yeah, they could also be listening to it a year from now when all kinds of updates have already come in. So what you'll need to do is go to PicTime and their website and get all the latest that's going on over there. So before we sign off, why don't you guys let everybody know where they can find you?
Where they can find us. Our main page, like the website, is where everything is updated, and mm-hmm. social media, we're trying to be very active there. So it's PicTime_us on Instagram. And we have a group for our users on Facebook that we're gathering, we're creating discussions around the product. Did I miss? I don't know. We're not very strong at what's the name? Twitter and others. Instagram is our more of a, like the place where we focus, and the main website.
Yeah, wonderful. And I'll link all of those for sure in the show notes. And if you sign up for a trial, make sure that you use code Onomy to do that. And that I can never remember exactly what the bonus is or the discount, but it'll get you something. Well, it has been super lovely as always chatting with you guys. I appreciate having you on the podcast, and I am hopeful that this will not be, it may be the first time, but it won't be the last time.
Yeah. Thank you.
We hope so too.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of This Can't Be That Hard. I'll be back same time, same place next week. In the meantime, you can find more information about this episode, along with all the relevant links, notes, and downloads at thiscan'tbethathard.com/learn. If you like the podcast, be sure to hit the subscribe button. Even better, share the love by leaving a review in iTunes. And as always, thanks so much for joining me. I hope you have a fantastic week.